If you listen to the music, you'll know we're going to watch The Beyond.
Yeah, unless, of course, you've been under a rock for the last...
Yes.
How many years?
I think the last week or so was the 36th anniversary of release.
Wow.
But we got the Grindhouse version, which I don't think... I mean, most of them, even the Anchor Bay is probably just the same. Even the DVD. But
as far as, you know...
The movie itself.
Yeah.
The transfer, definitely different. But, so we're gonna... We're on the menu. We got play highlighted. I'm gonna count down, and then we're gonna press play.
And this was Steve's pick.
So...
He had me full. I thought he... He said we were going to do the editor, and I was like, God, don't make me watch that.
So, 3, 2, 1, oh. Press play, and we're going to press play.
Without the intro.
Yeah, without the intro.
That might be something that's different. I don't know.
I can't remember. The No-Tell Hotel.
And this was under the other title of what, Steve?
Seven Doorways to Death. Had a big old VHS.
Boots. Is there a big box of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I don't think I rented the big box.
I didn't either, but... And this is Sapiotia, right, Dana?
What now?
The... Because that's what happened with the Arrow Blu-ray. This was black and white. People went ape shit. Sapiotia.
Sapiotone. Yeah, Didn't you get another one?
Yes.
And you gave me...
I gave you the black and white one.
Yeah. But that was okay. Because then you got me this, so...
I did, didn't I?
Yeah. I just thought it was cool that I had a Blu-ray version of it. Were you supposed to send that other one back?
No, they didn't say that.
They didn't say?
We have dogs eating hooves.
Yeah, if you hear something like chewing in the background, it's not me and Steve. It's
that guy looks familiar. The painter guy.
What's he? Spike, whatever they call him.
Well, I mean, he looks familiar in other movies, but.
And I guess this is the lynch mob.
This is
for
part
1927.
This is part of like the. The trilogy with Cemetery, House by the Cemetery.
They all have Catriona McCall in them.
That's the last one.
I guess Fulci wanted to torture Catriona McCall for a little while.
I think she was supposed to be in that other one, Manhattan Baby. That's just my guess.
I'm sorry, but Manhattan Baby's just
That's my guess, and then I think she said, nah, I'm done. With that.
Three was enough for her. Three Fulci films.
Well, three of, yeah.
Well, these were better ones to be in if she was going to be in it.
He had some money in these. I mean, the other one was alright, but.
Manhattan Baby was just so slow and boring. I couldn't even believe that it was a Fulci film because I'd seen all these others.
Yeah, it wasn't as wild.
In this book are collected all the prophecies of down.
Almost met that chick. She's going to be at Wasteland, but then she...
Sarah Keller?
Yeah, she canceled.
Was that her real name?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember. I'll have to
look at this guy. He's like... Is he like the... He's the clerk, and he just like... Everybody's coming in with he's a black dude,
he's
too.
A black dude.
And people come in with chains and shit, and he's like, eh? He thinks
he's
it's
funny.
He's
probably scared to do it. They're probably afraid that they'll do something to him.
And they got a goddamn torch in a hotel?
Well, there's the lynch mob. I told you. They're just...
They're like, big-ass hallways.
They're like those people that got that don't tread on me flag in our neighborhood.
I've seen that guy. He's probably in City of the Living Dead, that one dude.
The guy with the mustache?
Yeah, that guy.
Possibly.
He was probably at the bar or something and said, "Living Dead," drinking some Schlitz.
I think I do remember him being at the bar.
And this guy, he looks familiar as fuck.
Ungodly warlock.
See, see, this is going to reprise itself.
Yes,
later
Dana.
On.
Seven dreaded gateways are concealed in seven cursed places. Woe be unto him who ventures near.
And this, I remember this DVD came out, it was like 7.1 audio, and like, I, of course, I didn't have that, but I still don't have
it. I've never had it.
I mean, we could, but we just have to get some more speakers.
But really, is there a big difference between 5.1
no.
and 7.1?
What is this, two more channels?
Yeah. I thought it was awesome when I got 5.1.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching Phantasm and could hear the spheres flying around stuff.
Oops. Shit. Don't mind. I hit something. I did it again, Dana.
Well, this is going to be hard to match up.
No, it's not. They're whipping him. See?
All right.
Everything's fine. Wow, those are some nice spikes.
Well, when the film froze up or whatever on Terror on Tour, it messed up the whole rest of the movie.
Oh.
We were like...
Well, now you got the better version of Terror on Tour. What are you doing, boy?
But I still can't match it up because of that. Brandon says he thinks he's scared of this movie. He says they're doing awful things to that man.
Is that gravy? Biscuits and gravy.
I don't think so. It's like plaster, I guess. But I don't think it would do that to his face. But.
It's like, supposed to be like cement, but it's acting like acid.
Yeah, it's like hydrochloric acid.
It's eating the mummy, or the
dummy.
But it wouldn't be a
Fulci film if you didn't have something like that going on. Later on, we're going to see something that looks like cherry ices.
Ooh.
Well, it does to me,
anyway. Cherry Ices. Cherry Ices, boy.
Brandon asked if he were going to get him one. He's looking at that hood that Brent has. What'd you do with yours, Brent?
Woe be unto him who opens one of the seven gateways to hell. Because through that gateway, evil will invade the world.
Whoa. Catherine McCall.
Yeah.
And we both met her.
Yeah, very nice lady. I wish I could have met David Warbeck.
Yeah. He was a
character, evidently.
This is the Italian name.
Yeah. I forgot the number.
Econ.
Sarah Keller.
I got the LP and I've never opened it.
Man, we're gonna break up sucker open and play it on my record player.
Maybe. I thought Lewis Fuller did this.
That was Fulci's. Brandon, are you going back up there? Will he help you?
A lot of flame burning credits.
It's Regia. That's Italian for director, I guess.
Something. Wow, we going. It's just slightly forward. And the transfer looks really, really good.
Yes. She's still pretty.
Yeah, she cut her hair, though.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, she runs a bed and breakfast in France or something. That's what I heard.
And she, like, when I met her, I think she was, or I thought she was going to go take a break or get lunch or something. I was willing to wait.
She was talking to some, one of the, those other people that were from Fulci movies, like, was it Bob, that little kid? Bob? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh, yeah, I remember this. But she was like, she just come right over there and started talking to me and stuff.
What about the black painter?
The black.
That's not good when you're just like shooting out blood out of your mouth.
No, you're bleeding internally on that. And there's the black guy back there. Arthur, where's that doctor? I think that guy's been in other.
Yeah, he's. I've seen him. There's David Warbeck.
Hey, David Warbeck. Was he gay?
Yes.
See, I don't.
But he actually, I heard there was him post. He might have been James Bond at some point, but
he probably would have made a good.
He'd have been the only gay James Bond.
Yeah, but.
But he. He was in Hammer movies. He was in Twins of Evil. No, was it Twins of Evil? No, it was. I think.
But the thing is,
Vampire Lover.
You know, for a gay guy, he plays these very heterosexual male parts.
Yeah, he did a lot of macho parts during the '80s, like in Italian like action films.
It's like there was an interview I watched with him and Fulci, I think.
And I don't think you ever find out what happens to this dude.
Oh, the guy that fell off the scaffolding?
Yeah.
I figured he died because he's... Ew, there's a lot of spider webs in that place.
Ah!
I would like to see where this hotel was.
It's part of, like, would I say it was a part of a park now in Louisiana near New Orleans? I wasn't aware you had to register a client.
Client? There isn't a
soul here.
Yeah, there is.
You're just like... No, so nobody's going to 36?
Oh, no. They don't want to. There's still blood there.
Yay!
Hey, Joe the Plumber.
Yeah, hi, I'm Joe the Plumber.
I wonder if that's where people got Joe the Plumber from.
Who's, what do you mean?
You know, haven't you heard people say Joe the Plumber, blah, 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 in political stuff and things?
No, there was a guy... There was a guy who was a plumber that the news got a hold of.
So I thought they were.
No, they were they were not referencing The Beyond.
No, I didn't think necessarily they were referencing Fulci movies. I thought that was a generic term for something.
No, he was a plumber, but anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Joe.
Well, that shows you how much I pay attention to political things. Right. They kept mentioning Joe the Plumber, Joe the Plumber.
And how, Dana?
Now a guy like that wouldn't be able to come up in somebody's place and light up a cigarette.
Yeah, it's good. Watch out. Stairs are real slippery. You smell like it.
They didn't even bother putting that in the subtitles.
What the fuck's a plumber going to do? He'd have to find out where the water's coming in and everything if it's
completely flooded. I think he'd tell her that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, wow. Here's the fucking swamp. How long
you think it'll take? As long as it takes. That sounds like a typical plumber.
It'll cost as much as it costs.
Gotta find where the damn water's leaking at.
Oh, God.
Well, she's fooling around with Joe the Plumber.
Apparently.
But he's got a wife and daughter, so.
Just for my buddy Joe.
Just for Joe, but not you.
Thank you, Martha.
Wow. Take that look. You cut the
she
tip.
She looked like she washed her hair last when Washington water. Was president.
You cut the tension with a chainsaw.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Listen.
She needs I'll to go to catch her own McCall's hairstylist.
Would
stylist.
You please make me out a list of all the things we need?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Just for Joe.
I have to drag all my words out.
Yeah, the leak's from up there, buddy.
I gotta go listen to the walls.
Fuck that. There you go.
Well, there's water running out there. But he messes around with it too much. He really shouldn't do that.
Right, Dana.
Because evidently the gateway to hell is there.
One of the seven doorways.
Yep. See, Fulci could have made seven movies about the seven cursed places.
Now he had to make movies about the red monks and other nonsense. So, but wait a minute, that guy can't be buried behind there. That's in the basement. Unless that guy was in the basement. I thought he was in a room.
I think he was in room 36.
Right, so what the fuck are we looking at?
I don't know, maybe he moves around.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
He can be anywhere he wants to be.
Gotta get around. She gets around.
Brandon's up there, girl. You can get a peel. He goes off swimming.
Why do they have subtitles that say Joe's in the wadding in the water or something? What? Oh my god, is that the Ebon?
I guess they figure people that are deaf will seize in water.
Ebonics.
What was the book in the Gates of Hell or City of the Living Dead?
I don't remember.
Arthur.
Well, I'm sweating.
What are you doing in my room?
He's jerking off.
I was looking through your panty drawer.
I was looking for keys.
To your panties. Wow, can we linger on him a little more?
He's sweating.
I am sweating just looking at that motherfucker.
I told Ma that I was going to clean up.
Oh, that bitch Martha is his ma.
Oh, I forgot that.
Wow. I'll just have to find those keys out there, won't I? Or else we'll simply call the locksmith. In the meantime, could you go up on the roof and check the chimney?
Yeah, don't fall off.
I think it's clogged.
Get your hand out of your pants.
I heard a car drive up before.
Yes, that's Joe, the plumber.
Was it Joe?
Yeah. You like Joe?
Joe's probably his dad.
His illegitimate dad. Nah, because he can't grow a beard. I mean, look, Joe got a fucking beard.
Well, he didn't inherit that from Joe.
Yeah, I guess it skips. You don't want to see that happen to your wall.
It just basically disintegrated.
Yeah, you don't want that.
He looks like that guy, Victor French, from Little House on Prairie. Kind of.
Now I gotta go take a leak now.
I'll just...
Oh! No, Joe, no!
People, thing about people's eyes popping out.
They took
There's them. That bridge that goes on forever.
I don't know where it goes. I always thought it was in Florida, but I guess it's not. I thought it'd go to the Keys or something.
Ain't it in Louisiana?
I guess. I don't know. You're fucked if you want to make a U-turn.
Yeah. Well, a GPS would probably tell you to make a U-turn on that.
And here's the blind lady.
Blind girl.
I thought her name was Emily on this, isn't it?
Maybe.
And then what's the dog's name? Zeus? No?
It's not Zeus. It's a German Shepherd, ain't it?
Yeah. That water looks
nasty.
They could have fixed that in post. Man, those contacts look painful.
Yeah, I'm sure they were because they were probably Stellara lenses.
Are you Liza Minnelli?
I've been looking for you.
Well, not really looking.
Yeah. Brink says, I've been looking for somebody.
She likes Joe the Plumber, don't she?
She says, who is
that? He's my favorite character. Martha wants that Joe. I got some pipes you need to clean.
Oh, gross. Now her hair's all kinky curly.
She fixed it for Joe. She curled it. Did she, Boink?
She needed to wash it.
I don't understand, Emily. How do you? Don't worry. I know the way by heart. And there's always Dickie here.
Dickie.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Brink's got a crush on Dickie.
She says Dickie's scary. He's scary.
Nuh-uh. Brink's brave. She don't get it.
That sort of reminds me of an Argento scene or something.
Well, this is... There's only... You know, that he's done... Fulci did some good movies. At least entertaining movies. And then he did some really bad ones.
Yeah.
That don't have any value. But the music and everything in this is just really good. The music, Fabio Frizzi still tours. Oh, shit, Joe. T-shirt Joe!
Is T-shirt Joe down there?
He's T-shirt Joe the plumber.
He's making T-shirts down there.
Yeah.
He's making Beyond T-shirts. I think it didn't Joe make a Beyond T-shirt?
I'm sure he did. There's Joe. He's taking a break.
Is he?
Yeah, he's taking a nap break.
Who takes a break like that?
Joe. Oh, he's a little bit mushed up. He's got eggs coming out of his beard. Oh!
It looks like baby food. It looks like when that chick barfed up her intestines.
It doesn't surprise Martha, though.
Now she's, like, trying to figure it out. What are you trying to tell me there, Joe?
Did Joe do that again? Has that happened a lot to Joe? You get mushed face?
I guess. Maybe he gets drunk.
He looks like that. Oh, shit.
Now, that's that painter guy.
I guess. If I could play piano, I'd play this. Like she's playing it.
And Dickie's just laying there.
Dickie does that. I can't explain it.
Go back to where you came from, and
but I think I like it.
Leave this place.
Nobody ever listens when you tell them leave. And why on earth are you supposed to be telling me in Louisiana that's how they have dead bodies and clear plastic?
Well, how did Joe get there so goddamn fast? Wouldn't the cops be called?
I would think so. I guess they just called David Warbag.
So the painter guy doesn't get a scene like this.
No, because he's already decomposed.
I don't know.
See how the body's on?
Yeah. Hey, Al Cliver!
Yeah.
I met that dude. He's trying to score pot.
Off of you?
No, I heard he was trying to score pot.
Was he out in the parking lot? Like,
I heard he in Wasteland. He was out, you know, hanging out.
Well, he probably could have got any number of illegal substances.
I mean, he could have, you know. I mean, Pot's the least of the things out there.
Probably no matter what he asked for, somebody invariably had it there.
He whispers. He's got something wrong with his voice. I don't know if it's permanent or...
Hope it wasn't throat cancer.
Yeah, he could have had it, but I don't know. Look at that car.
Was he nice when you met him?
He seemed nice.
Maybe sort of reserved a little bit.
I mean, they all were. The British dudes are really reserved. But, uh-oh. Is she in a station wagon? Why would you do that?
Why would you hook him up to these?
He's trying to get brain waves, but really, why would you do that?
That guy's been dead how long? Since 1927.
Yeah.
I think it's some kind of experimental thing that he.
Well, it was brainwaves, but I mean, there's not going to be brainwaves on a dead guy, so there's no reason to hook it up other than when he does come alive that you see the shit.
Eris here. I'm on my way, honey.
Al Cliver was banging the hell out of Annie Bell.
Yeah.
Lucky. He's a lucky dude.
How long was he with her?
Oh, I don't know, but probably a few years, but... There, you see? Mm-hmm. There's no other reason.
In a Fulci film, it only happens when somebody's not looking.
Oh. Is this Joe the Plumber's kid?
And his wife, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if the redhead chick here grew up to be hot like the girl from Deep Red.
I don't know.
Kind of looks like Pippi Longstocking.
Must be a lot of... red-headed kids in Italy.
I thought they made... This is all in... maybe not. I thought it was filmed in Louisiana.
Yeah, but they probably used Italian people. Mm-hmm. For the most part.
Warbeck, he's not Italian. Well, McCall's not Italian.
Katrina McCall's not either.
Yeah. But... Joe the Plumber.
There he is.
So he just... there's a morgue and you can just walk in. And we have the... he doesn't go to a funeral home. His wife brings the clothes to dress him up in.
Yeah, it's weird. And look, his eyes are sewn shut.
Are they? I just thought they were just mushed.
No, I think they sewed them. I think they really do sew the eyes shut so they don't come open. You know, you wouldn't want to be... having a funeral, somebody's eyes come open.
They didn't show his fucking ass shit.
Although, I wouldn't think they'd want to have open casket with Joe.
Joe's a little fucked up.
They don't.
God, he's got enough hair.
His penis covered.
I could take all the hair off his chest and have a full head of hair.
Yeah, but it'd look weird, Steve.
It'd be like a fro-ish, curly fro. And she's got to somehow cut these shirts to go around his dead body. Is this what the wife is for?
Evidently.
Are you going to do that for me?
First of all, I don't want to talk about your death. And second of all, I don't think I'd be in any kind of shape to do that.
I mean, that sounds more like...
Ooh.
God damn. That sounds more like a foreign thing.
It probably is. That's
because they didn't do anything like that over here. I'm sure everybody that saw this movie is like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
Well, maybe it's an Italian thing that having the bodies in the morgue wrapped in clear plastic too.
But don't you get fucking approval?
And look, they got that taped in the clear plastic.
Look at his hair; it's all mud. Dry dirt like clay.
Look, she got him looking like he's going to a black tie fair. Do not enter, I think it says.
Is that water?
think it's some acid stuff.
Why would there be acid in a morgue?
You'd have to ask David Warbeck or Al Cliver, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. This is where the red cherry icy stuff starts.
I wonder how they did that. They must have had makeup on.
They probably put some kind of mold over a skeleton thing, and then.
Well, I'm just talking about it. It changed to red, but. I guess that's a dummy. I didn't do it.
He looked worse later. Blake says I would teach the watch you. I'm gonna get to see the cherry ice stuff.
I don't know if a white floor is good for a morgue.
It's not. See, it looks like the cherry icing machine exploded.
It looks like someone was washing red socks and the washer overflowed.
Well, that too. But see, that looks more like a cherry icing.
It's blood acid. You couldn't.
She's scared of cherry icy, Steve.
She likes the blue.
The blue raspberry. Or the cola ones or something. I want whatever she's drinking.
So, what you doing with the Big Apple?
Just about everything a girl could do.
Okay.
You blue guys? I mean,
I was a prostitute.
Modeling.
Dancing, stripping.
Secretary. I almost became an unsuccessful fashion designer. When this letter arrived announcing the inheritance.
That looks like a pina colada.
I don't know. But
on a rainy day!
It looks yummy because it's got that cherry on it.
Yay! Joe the Plumber!
Hell no, I can't do that.
This is my last chance.
Aw, oh, see, for rubbing my hair. That didn't feel very good.
I'll tell you what. When you get the hotel fixed up, I'll come and stay there, okay? So you can book.
I'll stay in your room.
Sure. You got it.
Well, there's supposed to be some sexual tension going on between them. How long do you think it'll be
before it's ready? I don't know. It's driving on so much. Arthur and Mothra are more of a hindrance than
Arthur and Mothra?
Mothra.
That's what it sounded like. Arthur and Mothra.
That came with the hotel. Like,
they're like fucking there, dude.
It's like when you get a bonded pair of dogs. You adopt dogs.
Hey, look, it's.
Why does she have to whisper about it?
Because she don't want to mess up the jazz music.
Is hospital a bad word or what?
The clinic.
You know, well, a clinic, that's what they called the hospital on Howling 2.
VD clinic is calling.
They got your test.
Joe the Plumber.
Why is that stinger used there?
Oh. I think she's got an extra pair of contacts.
Jill. What's that guy? Is he praying or?
It's hard to say, Dan. She needs some Oxy 10 because the high definition, you can see that redheaded girl's zits.
When did OxyContin come out?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I had it in the 80s, so. You gotta oxycute those zits. It never fucking worked. I mean, it worked, but it was. I put it on my face so much that it got hard and I couldn't hardly move my face.
Like, this chick's gonna be blind here in a second. And people are just letting her walk by herself. How's she even know where to go?
Well, she got her eyes closed. Aw. Joe was a good guy. He was a good plumber, I guess. He never fixed my shit, but...
Yeah.
No, is she blind because of what she saw?
Maybe she saw the beyond. This is supposed to be a big reveal, I guess.
I was going to see if her eyes were watering from those fucking contacts. Those had to be, like, the real hard ones.
They were. They were still using scleral lenses.
But, I mean, plus you had to color them.
And all they have is a tiny little hole in them.
Yeah.
And you're blind with them on.
You're blind with them on. I guess we don't give two fucks about the basement no more, right, guys?
I ain't gonna worry about it. It's flooding more and more all the time. I'll be up to my ass in water. I don't see how it hadn't leaked into the rest of the house.
It doesn't leak upwards, Dana.
No, but it would be filling up the basement, so...
Well, it's draining somewhere, Dana. It's lies. That's what I said. Who's the greatest performer in history of show business? Liza!
Why didn't you listen to me, Liza?
Don't do that Dudley Moore movie. Arthur 2 on the rocks.
Hey, I like those movies. Oh, no, she'll have to tell her everything.
Oh, fuck. Please don't go back in time. Are we going up? Is this a dolly?
Well, you can't ask Fulci. He's dead.
It's not a dolly. It can't be. It's just some fucker walking upstairs.
Fulci was punishing somebody, so he made him carry the huge camera up the steps.
Oh, you remember that movie, that documentary that came out, Room 36? And they were saying that they said Fulci filmed, faked the moon landings?
No.
Oh.
You got that confused with Room 236.
It's fine. Yes. A key?
Spike, wasn't that how she pronounces it?
The seven gateways to hell. Oh. This house was constructed. On one of the... Who else is here?
I went down Gateway and got a Diet Coke the other day.
I can feel the presence.
Nothing.
Nobody else is in here. No, Emily. Nobody's here. Yes. It's him.
Dickie!
Oh.
He's here again.
For a minute, you could see her normal eye.
Well, it's not doesn't cover the whole eye. You can see a little bit out.
What is this? That's painting.
It's Spike's painting.
Why did you? You know, this came from a fucking motel.
From room 36.
Saved by the bell.
It's 36.
From room 36. That's where he was killed, in his room. 36 was Schweik's room.
Schweik!
The man who found the key. He's returned, Liza. Don't ever enter that room.
Now look, Emily.
Get the fuck out of here.
She's refined. She's not gonna talk like that.
Look here, Emily. The fuck you, bitch. Get your blind ass out of my fucking hotel. Was she brailing that motherfucker?
I don't know.
Holy shit, Stigmata!
Yeah.
You're Jesus!
Check her feet and see if they're bleeding too. That doesn't mean they're Jesus. Steve.
There's Dickie, no!
See, but does she see something here? Because they replay this back later in the movie.
This?
The scene where Emily runs out and Dickie's behind her.
I don't know. Is it instant replay or? What's she looking at? She's concerned.
Is she?
I don't either that or she's just. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I don't see Dick.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see the Dick dog.
Maybe that's what.
There's Dick, and his big balls. He's not neutered. Or spayed, whatever the fuck.
Neutered, if it's a boy.
Wow, she replayed that in her head perfectly, Dana. And in HD.
What's that hanging there?
What's that shit off trees, Dana?
It looks like a spider web.
It's like moss or something. Spanish moss, but Dana.
Brink says, why y'all watching this scary movie?
You want to smell my butt, Brink? That's what my butt smells like. It froze her.
I imagine it did. She's like freaking tearing up
herself. Wow. Man, she's a badass.
That's that damn room 36 that Emily told her not to go in.
I think she's pissed at Emily. She's probably looking shit to sell.
Why? Because Emily was feeling of the painting and then ran away?
She's probably looking for shit to sell on eBay.
Like how many years from now?
Me. Ah, la, 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 la.
My throat is scratching.
Ah, la, la, la. Allah Akbar. Wow, man. It's raining fucking dust like a bitch.
Our house ain't that dusty.
I know. That's like fucking desert dusty. Like dune dusty.
Bolchie was like, damn it, I want more dust. More dust.
We need more maggots.
And Catriona McCall said, no.
That's what we're going to name our kid, Ebon.
Our non-existent kid?
Dana. I named one of my sperm Ebon.
And that's the one that's going to impregnate me.
Maybe.
I wish.
Oh.
But I don't want to call our child Ebon.
Oh. Is this like, The Witch, the Lion, and the Wardrobe or something?
I don't think so. I wouldn't let kids watch this movie.
Why? Oh, this movie, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a horror version of it. She's going to pull it out and it's going to be like... Those suits got to be fucking stinky after being there for
something in this room
years.
Is stinky.
It's my ace. Yeah, I smell it. I'm sorry. Oh.
Smells like daddy shit in the floor.
No, he doesn't shit in the floor. He shits in his underwear.
Well, I hope he didn't do that either.
Not this time. Holy fuck, Dana.
It's Spike. Boy, it's life, Dana.
Is it? Young Spike.
He ain't young no more. He's all decrepit.
It's me, David Warbeck.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
You're sexy.
I'm sorry, I'm gay.
Well, he forgot to shave.
He looks like he ain't shaved for like 3 days.
Let's flip this hotel and make money.
They're going to be on one of those reality shows.
HGTV. Oh.
Nice knees.
Oh, God.
What?
Don't look the toilet.
The toilet?
Yeah, it's probably gross.
There's no toilet in there.
It's a bathroom, ain't it? Or a closet. What is it? I thought it was a bathroom.
That's, they didn't put Spike in the toilet.
Oh.
But I saw him.
I saw him, guys.
There. Nailed to the wall.
Yeah, why...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why are those nails there in the wall, David Warbeck?
Yeah, what the fuck, David Warbeck? You see him, David Warbeck?
He's looking like, this chick's crazy. That's some pretty big nails, too.
Well, they certainly look old. But this looks more like rustling blood.
That seems so impossible.
You don't believe me, David Warbeck.
How dare you? Get out of my hotel.
So absurd with George Eastman.
I don't know.
Now look.
At my penis.
But I can't show you my penis. I can only show it to guys.
It probably look like Joe the Plumber's face all fucking mashed up and shit.
His penis?
Yeah. If they did the special effects.
Oh, God.
Emily.
Who's Emily?
Emily Dickinson.
There's no blind living there. I know everyone around here.
There's no sight. There's no girl with sight living there either.
And there's no dog named Dickie.
No Dickie. The book, Dana.
The book that was on the desk, it's gone.
The book of Yvonne. There's a notebook paper.
It was a watchtower.
The Jehovah Witnesses, no! David Warbeck scared the Jehovah Witnesses. That'd be the scariest thing.
See, but she's supposed to be a ghost, right? I mean, she's a ghost, right?
I think so.
Okay, but why is... So, she has a ghost dog, and he kills her?
But I think she... Didn't she come from the beyond, too? Because she's like... There's one scene where she screams she doesn't want to go back. Don't make her go back.
What do you think of that?
Martin, I've already told you I don't have the money.
That guy acts gay.
How can you tell? I mean, he's being dubbed.
I mean, his mannerisms.
Oh, yeah.
Are gay.
On the other side, I'll make a living room and
see?
A game room.
No, he doesn't seem that way to me. He's trying to be sophisticated, that's all. Ebon, Dana.
There it is.
Ebonics, Dana.
Ow.
You all right?
You pinched me.
Watch out. No, I didn't pinch you. You hurt yourself.
You pinched me.
Dana cuts herself.
I do not.
She pinches herself.
There's... That guy is so weird.
You're so weird, dude. Well, his voice dubbed is awesome, too.
There was another book here. A different one.
I'm trying to do my taxes.
No, not this one. The one that was here before. Just a second ago.
That book's been there for 2 years. Nobody wants to buy it. It's very nice, though. Very,
very interesting.
I'd be afraid to come.
I bet he's fucking drawing penises. What's wrong? No, he's writing down.
That's why he's laughing.
Yeah.
I was just looking for.
He used David Warbeck as a model.
Yes. Him and David Warbeck drew penises back and forth making the movie. That was their deal.
I can imagine David Warbeck doing something like that.
He probably flashed Fulci a few times there. Hey, Lucio, look at my big dick. Hey, look at my meatballs. Why can't Arthur get killed here?
Why can't Martha get killed?
I think Martha got... Oh, she didn't buy it yet.
Not yet.
What's he... Think. He's going to try to cement it up?
Well, Patreon on the call sent him down there. She made him go.
Did he get that off Thumbtack? They got him off Thumbtack?
Yeah. Yeah, and he lives in that hotel, too. Remember, they came with the hotel.
They came with it.
Yeah.
I think you probably want to stuff something in the hole.
There's Fulci.
With a bow tie.
Anyway, all the turn of the century building plans are on those upper shelves there. They should be under what the card says, M13012.
Well,
and I'm going on my lunch, because that's how he goes to lunch.
He.
You surprised me, Mr. Avery. You haven't heard about our town employee's latest lady.
Look at that hair in the back. It's long, trying to cover that bald spot, but it's fucking too bald.
About lunch. Her name
an earlier break. That just, knowing Fulci, that does not sound right coming out of his mouth.
He's a Southerner. That's Lewis, what's his name? Fuller. This is my boy, Lewis Fuller.
This, I like this scene, but I don't like the real spiders that are going to show up.
You don't like the pipe, what are they, pipe filler, cleaner?
Oh, the spider. Fake spiders are fine, but there's some real ones.
Let's put all the fucking big books up real high.
Fulci would have cussed me out because if he wanted me to do a scene with the real spiders crawling on me, I would have been like, no way.
$7. Why would you look at something like that on the fucking stairs? What
the? Because then he couldn't fall off the steps and the spiders come and rip his tongue out.
Did he really fall from that
high? Here they come. But you can tell which one. Now, that's a real one. But you can tell which ones are the fake ones.
Really, Dana?
Yeah, because they're like...
No, these are all real.
See? Not those back there.
Yeah, they were.
That one is.
Yeah, they're real. All of them are. All the ones in the back are real, too.
The ones that look like puppets on string.
No, they're not puppets, real. Dana. They're all real.
They're not moving their legs like that. Oh, he had to let them crawl on him.
There's... Oh, shit.
Oh, we lost visual.
Dana, what'd you do?
We lost visual because stupid connectors.
Dana. Land.
Steven.
There. The spiders are back, Dana.
Yeah.
They're going up his crotch. Oh, what the fuck? They're back?
Them ones are jacking. Oh, God. Oh. Either this guy had to be really brave or really stupid. One of the two.
Oh, he really needed the money. Ugh. See, that one on his chest is real.
No, it ain't.
What?
Oh, God. Ugh. It's the way those...
They're beating him. They're beating the other one.
The way they crawl, like, do the thing with their legs. Oh, don't do it.
They go like this. That one, like, something rubbed off the hair on the back of it.
That was probably one of the fake ones.
No, that was a real one.
Oh,
that's a face. That's a fake, but that ain't...
No.
You didn't wake up? When it bites his lip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, those are fake. The real
but
ones
in HD, you can definitely tell. But it's still pretty.
It's effective, but it's. But its nose counts like clay and stuff.
Yeah, when you watch this on VHS, you're like, holy fuck, this looks real. I don't know if your skin would do that.
Oh,
that's a fake one.
Yeah.
Look at his eyebrows, though.
You can see the real ones just crawling around like, what the heck's going on here?
You can tell because his eyebrows ain't as bushy. Right, Brink?
Brink says, I don't like spiders.
I'm scared. I'm going to pull your eyeball.
I don't think they would be strong enough to pull his eyeball out. Unless... They're spiders from hell, in which case, I guess they'd be able to do anything.
They're spiders from beyond.
I guess he's totally paralyzed.
And oh, they're going to eat that. They're going to. Oh, they're going to. They do the tongue.
Ugh.
It doesn't really look like a tongue, but.
I don't know what it looks like. But that, you can definitely tell those are like...
Look like he's, they're like. Fucking his mouth.
It looks like he's going to kiss somebody.
Oh!
Here comes the blood. I don't know if that much blood would come out.
Here comes the blood. La la la.
And then they just crawl away, I guess.
What's this? This is amazing.
It is. It's like disappearing ink. It's disappearing ink, see? Remember that stuff?
Yep.
What's going to happen when Fulci comes back?
Why did it have to all disappear? I don't get it.
Somebody or something didn't want them to see anything.
You mean the beyond? How come there's cobwebs on the metal bars? I don't think that would really be happening. Because, I mean, there's wind and rain and...
Well, if nobody had touched those things for a while, there might still be some on there.
Well.
But I wouldn't think all those plants would still be green if nobody was there taking care of them.
Yeah, they probably would. It'd be a lot of overgrown shit. But, you know, they didn't want to overdo it here because it's probably a real place.
Piece of history, and they couldn't like, yeah, they're gonna fuck
it all up.
How do I get in?
What do I do?
Fulci, what do I do?
Oh, what?
Damn it, David Warbeck, you broke something again.
Oh my God, he found corpsies.
Cropsies
thing.
Corpsey,
dang it.
Steve's making a new killer. The Burning Two is going to have corpsey.
They didn't really do a good job on nailing that shut.
Well, they probably wouldn't let... See, that was a historical property, and they wouldn't let Fulci do, you know, mess it up.
Fulci!
They had to leave it like that. Can't change anything. Fulci. Leave the cardboard boxes and everything in there. Some voodoo priestess or something.
Fulci. Like Ebonics!
Instead of Dianetics that L. Ron Hubbard did, Steve's gonna start something called Ebonics. It's gonna grow and become like Scientology.
You know what Ebonics is,
huh?
Ebonics.
I thought you were just making fun of that.
What kind of... I don't know. He's reading a dirty book.
There's hooked on
that's bonics. Got no penises in it, because usually he's probably reading a book with a bunch of naked dudes.
Those little Playgirl, cartoon...
Playgirl, he's holding it up, but it's Playgirl behind it.
Are those little cartoon booklets that have naked people in them?
I don't think Martha's going to clean this room.
No, she's just going to throw sheets
over. I'm going to sell all these sheets on eBay and make a fortune.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them Lucio Fulci touched every one of these.
It's the shroud of Lucio. It's got a fucking stove in there.
She's going to say that the Beatles slept on them. The Beatles came to Italy and slept on them. I don't think the Beatles ever went to Italy. Maybe they did.
Maybe.
They went to Germany.
They're big in Germany, like Hasselhoff. Well, what's this room? It's not a bathroom. It is a fucking bathroom, I told you.
But that wasn't the same room that her and David Warbeck were in.
Yes, it was.
Now, who in their right mind sticks her arm down in
a brave motherfucker? Because I wouldn't do it.
Oh, a disgusting person.
I mean, there's no way that doesn't stink.
Sorry, sounds like you're.
It's probably.
Is that?
It's like Dana's hair. Stuck in the pipes. Hair
doesn't look like that.
When I run a snake through the pipes, and come out with a bunch
Martha's
of hair.
It's Martha's hair. That's why she ain't scared of it.
Martha's pubic hair.
Oh, gross.
It's like curly like
that. She doesn't groom.
Oh, God. Wait a second.
It's Joe.
It's Jesus, Dana.
Steve, you shouldn't make jokes about Jesus.
Oh, look at Joe's nose. His hair comes out of his nose through his mustache.
Joe's,
I'm coming to get you, Martha. I'm Joe the plumber.
You want to make love with me now, Martha?
He looks slimmer.
His face looks like, you know, when you've been in the bathtub too long and your hands get all wrinkly. Yeah, that's what his face looks like.
He looks Asian now because his eyes are slanted. Oh. At least he's half Asian.
Has he got the Ebon symbol on his head?
I think that's a curl. That's a curl.
He's got a fridge kisser.
Oh, those nails are going to come in handy here in a second. Joe's got a big old nose. It's real wide and shit. Oh, shit. You need more iron in your diet, Martha.
For your brain.
Oh, fuck!
I'm telling you, Fulci's got a thing about people getting their eyes pulled out. And
that's insane, wasn't it? Holy shit, they got werewolves and shit.
Yeah. It sounds like they stole that from Universal or something.
Oh my god, you know that's fucking Paul Nashie's gonna show up.
Paul Nashie. Paul Nasty.
Oh.
Nasty Nashie. Steve's leg's cold.
Yep. Cold legs. Cold leg Steve.
That's gonna be your new nickname. A bump there.
There he is. Why would you feel his fucking thing for a fucking... Oh. It looks like he's looking for a pulse on a dead guy. It's a wonder his flesh ain't falling off.
It'd be funny if it did.
Oh, no. Ew.
That's the Ebon symbol.
And I shaved. Why did I shave for this?
This ain't even a live guy. I can't screw this guy.
I can't go to jail for malpractice. Oh, I thought Emily was already gone. I thought she was back in the beyond.
Nah. Wink. What are you doing?
She wants up here.
Brandon's snoring. Look at Brandon.
I don't know.
Good boy, Dickie.
You're my boy, Dick. Oh! She should have had him neutered. That's why he wouldn't be so violent.
He wouldn't be so agitated. You can probably hear Brandon.
He'd
on
be
this.
A bitch,
Gordon.
Just like Brandon.
Ah! Brandon's not a bitch. Nay and Brink are though.
Would you like to play a game? It's the puppet from fucking Saw. On his little tricycle.
Now that little puppet from Deep Ray is going to come out there.
Answer me. I know you're there.
Steve wanted to call himself Mad Puppet Death, but that's, name's already taken. I used to be your picture for something, didn't it? That
I had it on, like, Vaughn Live for my channel. I did that one time.
I thought you had it for something else, too.
Probably. The claymation dude is on here now. Ooh, must be cold.
The claymation dude.
You know, Svine.
Oh. Spike.
Spike. Nice curtains. They look like... I don't know what the fuck they look like. They look like wedding dresses or something.
Yeah.
Who are you? Who?
Who are you? Who?
Who are you?
Like the... somebody.
I know it's you.
God, you got
that's
something.
Nasty looking. What is that? Looks like mustard.
There it is.
What is it now?
It's about 8:30. That's what it is now.
Spike, I know you're here.
No.
Ooh. What kind of carpet is that?
It's classic carpet, Dana.
That's weird looking carpet.
It's classic. Is that the, that's no. The spider guy.
No. No, Spike. Go away. I don't want to go back.
See, she's saying...
I don't want to be a Toys R Us kid. Hey, it's that old fucking Arthur guy.
Yeah.
That's Joe the plumber.
When did he get killed? When did Arthur get killed?
I don't know. They didn't show it.
No. No. Go away.
They've come to take you back to the beyond.
No. Go away.
That's what Fulci was going to call the sequel. Back to the beyond.
I did what I've been asked. Now leave me alone. Go.
Oh, that was old Martha.
Oh. It wasn't Arthur, it was Martha?
It was Arthur and Martha.
Okay. Or Ma. He called her Ma.
Martha. Dickie. It's my boy, Dick. Yeah, he's a good old boy. Look at
he looks like he's waiting for commands.
Get him, Dick. Go, Dick!
Don't let them get near me! Attack,
Dickie! Attack! Attack! A Dickie attack is the worst attack ever.
This dude probably doesn't have a dick to attack.
He'd probably fall off if he bites at it. Oh?
Al Clyver touched it and it fell off. When he was doing his, whatever that experiment was.
No, he's still alive, Dana. Ow. He didn't do for penis impulses or whatever. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Remember this part?
Yeah. See? He's all right. Got a little cherry on him.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Looks like he's got brains on him.
Yeah. He's a good boy. See, look at him.
I don't know.
He's a little overheated. Ah! He turned into a hand puppet, Dana.
Yeah.
That's a good.
Good boy, Dickie. Made a great special effect.
All that Kool-Aid's coming everywhere. Now you're going to bite her ear off, too?
Yeah.
That don't look like an ear, though.
I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah. All your blood goes right out your ear if you die like that.
According to Fulci, it does.
I didn't know a ghost would you have to kill a ghost like that, yeah.
Well,
no answer machine, huh?
Nope. David Warbeck keeps making, every time something happens, he keeps making that face. And his eyes look very concerned.
Who's going back down in this fucking shithole?
Fulci. With his camera.
Well, the cameraman, but.
Yeah, well, he made the cinematographer go down there.
I'm not doing it. Dean Cundey, get down there.
Dean Cundey. The Italian thing coming.
Her hair is going to start looking like Martha's.
Oh, no.
Well, the humidity is going to get to it.
Martha?
See?
Martha?
Arthur? Martha?
Arthur?
Arthur? Martha? Who's that? That's Arthur.
Yeah. Well, you need to save him from drowning.
You don't even know what's dragging you.
She don't care. She hated him anyway.
Well, he's a fucking weirdo.
He was jacking off in her room.
Not her panties.
That's what he was so sweaty for. Brandon says,
come on, Brandon, run. Recess.
He's trying to sleep and there's keeps making noises.
Liza, stop it. Stop it. Come on.
He's got. He needs to slap.
Smack her.
Oh, man. David Warbeck just needed to just do a complete roundhouse or. Ow.
I smacked Dana instead.
Ow. Slap something on you.
What stories?
Well, like the first one about the man over the wall in room 36. And the blind girl that doesn't exist.
You're a crazy bitch.
I'm locking you up, Martha.
Liza.
Liza.
Read.
And I do want to do 69 with you.
And then I gotta go find a man.
There, everywhere.
All these people are dubbed, right? Even the English-speaking people.
I was trying to break free. He was here.
Or no.
Yeah. Well, David Watts, David Warbeck's voice.
That isn't how he sounded when he talked.
Yeah, it is.
No, it wasn't, because I seen him on an interview.
I know his voice.
And he had a... Maybe it was because I know he's gay, but he had a very...
Well, he's
not
acting.
Like George Takei.
He's acting. No, I think...
Why'd you ask?
Because according to the Book of Abel, this hotel...
You think what?
...is one of the seven gateways of hell.
That's what I think. No, they did like... I don't even know if they recorded audio. I think... The English people spoke English and the Italian people spoke Italian.
Aren't they going to end up back in the hospital?
I don't know how if they get there from here or they go there.
Yeah.
I guess that hotel didn't like to be called a gateway to hell.
Evidently not. She ain't even waiting for David Warbeck. She was
no.
It's a whirlpool. The blood
that red dye really pumped in quickly. Dead.
And you will face the sea of darkness.
And yes, they pay like homeless people, derelicts or whatever, to like when they show that final scene and there's all those bodies there, they paid these homeless people to do that.
I hear you.
I guess they did. They drive there. That's like City of the Living Dead.
It's like Martha and Arthur.
There's a whole bunch of them.
And Rodan.
Strange, there isn't a soul inside.
Yeah. Well, we'll be at the hospital pretty soon.
Well, like that's safe.
Dr. Harris.
He wants to talk to Al Cliver.
I want to talk to him and see and ask about Annie Bell. Is she good in bed or?
I might go straight if she is.
Yeah, she's available. I'll go straight. This looks, I don't know if this looks like a hospital, to be honest. Maybe it is, I don't know.
Looks like the White House.
It's the governor's mansion.
But the inside looks like a kind of like a hospital. But I don't know why all those chairs are there. Yes,
everybody. So you can wait.
Let's try the laboratory.
You mean the shitter or oh?
That's lavatory.
Oh.
Bing. Bing. That just looked like an elevator. They just slid the door open themselves.
No, Liza.
I'm a doctor, Liza.
And I want to accept the rational explanations. I'm going to talk to Harris. I'm going to call the FBI.
The FBI? Why?
I'm going to call the National Guard.
And a SWAT team.
I'm going to call the president.
Me and the president are good buddies.
I got a magnum in my drawer at the hospital. Operator, give me the FBI. Oh.
This phone's supposed to be connected at all times.
This is my direct line to the FBI. I don't understand. I've stained my hands with Kool-Aid. Oh, Jesus!
Who'd you kill now?
No, it's the stigmata. He's Jesus.
Oh. Evidently, David Warbeck's not a good shot.
Oh my, is that Brad Dorff?
From One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or anything like
that. There's a Bobcat Ghostway.
Those look like they were mental patients.
The elevator. Get the hell going.
I thought there was one scene. Didn't they break up laughing? I forget what scene it was.
You're right there, dude. You just shot him right in the head. You wasted it.
I told you, David Warwick's not a very good shot.
Wait, he was right there.
See, I think those were mental patients. Looked like one dude that had a lobotomy, having his head was cut off.
You got a lobotomy.
I don't know. Oh, great. Go in a place with a bunch of dead bodies and clear plastic bags.
They're ribbed for her pleasure.
Oh, God.
In those bags. What the fuck? Oh, yeah.
How'd she get there?
I don't know. She's blind. She got there.
Maybe he the has bus dropped her off.
Maybe she got a... Where's Jack, baby? I have scrambled eggs on my eyes.
Help me get them off. Well, there's a wildflower.
Harris! What the hell's going on here?
I don't know! I'm going crazy. Here they come.
He said, here they come, like it was some guest coming.
Here they come, walking down the street.
Al Cliver wanted to fix his special meal for him, and he didn't get time to do it. He was going to fix pasta.
They're shooting paintballs at their head or something, because that shit. Oh, yeah, here goes the glass. That
no is nose. No more Al Cliver. What happened? What happened there at the bottom close to his mustache? What was that?
Some invisible. Got some bad glass there that breaks.
And blows in people's faces.
Not very wind resistant.
It's not gun resistant.
No.
But if David Warbeck shoots him, Brandon's leg's hanging off of him. The autopsy theater.
Yes, they called stuff like that theaters back in them days.
Okay.
Like the operating theater.
Did they say that?
No, but I mean, I've heard it called that back in,
I didn't.
In the past. And they probably call that shit over in Italy like that.
That one dude looks like half his head shaved. Or wasn't it? No. Yeah.
Well,
they're coming from all sides.
Well, that's 2 hours later they'll get him. He hasn't learned much. He's not a quick learner.
Well, they need to show him George Romero movies.
Well, he knows. He's done killed a few people with their headshots. And then they die.
Yeah.
So
make the connection. What is all that yellow shit all over there?
It's like mustard or vomit.
Come on.
Come on. Red-headed girl.
Uh-oh.
Oh. That dude's got a sharp finger.
That's black. Or
it's very brittle plastic. Hey, he's a good looking dude.
That's probably what David Warbeck was saying.
Hey, nice penis.
There you go, buddy.
Come on.
His face is...
How come it's so goddamn dark?
It's just they put a black, like, sheets up there.
Here we go.
It looks like somebody pressed something up against his mouth and made an indention on it. Oh, come on.
It's paper mache head.
All you gotta do is shoot him in the head. Not in the chest.
You're too close to me. I can't aim.
Get back there. This is like my favorite.
Boom! But did he really need to kill that little girl like that?
Well, she was obviously a...
Yeah, but still.
Well, you wouldn't have had that great visual.
I got a bobblehead like that.
Ah, I saw butts.
You like butts? You can't not lie?
I don't like seeing those butts.
Wait a second. I don't get it, Dana.
They're back in the hotel.
In the no-tell hotel.
We're at the hotel.
Impossible.
You're crazy.
What's happening? Why are we here?
Because it's your damn hotel.
It's your crazy 88s. You got some leakage of gas or something. Well,
that's probably poison gas. It's
probably carbon monoxide.
Well, carbon monoxide you can't see.
Whatever, Dana.
It's tear gas. They're trying to flush them out.
Somebody called the SWAT team from the FBI.
Yeah. David Warbeck couldn't get through with all his connections, but...
Maybe Christopher George called him.
It did.
Yeah.
called them from the City of the Living Dead set.
Yeah.
Said, get this damn movie over with. But why do they keep going forward?
You can't go back, Dana.
Well, it almost looked like they were on the edge of it or something.
You're on the edge. You're gonna fall.
There's all those homeless people they paid to be naked out there.
Good work if you can find it.
That's a god awful outfit she has on though now. I think they try to go back now, but they can't.
Dana.
We're trapped here.
Same.
And the final shot is coming.
Oh my.
Now all they'll be able to do is like hear those ghastly noises, not see anything.
And you will face the sea of
darkness and penises.
And all therein that may be explored.
Forever.
And they disappeared.
Help, Holy!
In that painting, they look like wooden dummies.
You look like a wooden dummy.
That's not nice.
It's not. All right. That's it. That's the beyond.
Bye.
Blah, 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 blah.